Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And to the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, are you guys tired of broken records? Us Gen X's and baby boomers know that term. It's a broken record where it just skips, keeps playing. It's kind of Groundhog Day. Broken record, same part of the song, same sound until it finally somebody takes the little thingy off of it and moves the record. The younger generation's like, what are you guys talking about? Well, they might know what a broken record is. Because in medicine, we keep telling everybody that if you want to be healthy, eat nuts, drink green tea, and eat some blueberries. Every year, nuts, green tea, blueberries. Well, here we are, a year later, and those are the headlines. Nuts, green tea, and blueberries. Scientists at the University of Minnesota has unearthed the miraculous potential benefits of nuts. They looked at 3,300 people for more than 25 years, and they say walnuts are the only nuts that contain omega-3 alpha-linolenic acid, which scientists think will help lower your weight, cut your risk of diabetes, and heart disease. The fatty acid has been linked to improved heart health. They say more studies are needed to confirm the findings. Previous research has shown walnuts to lower blood pressure. And other studies have suggested they prevent diabetes and heart disease. However, the results need to be backed up. And I got to tell you guys something. My father loved walnuts. He had diabetes, high blood pressure, and dropped dead of a heart attack. So it doesn't mean you're going to live long enough to see your grandchildren. But it might help stave off for those of you that would be more, in tune to their benefits. So this study was published in the journal Nutrition, Metabolism, and Cardiovascular Diseases, where scientists looked at 3,300 Americans who were about 45 years old. Participants had taken part in the coronary artery risk development in young adults, run by the University of Alabama between 1985 and 2015. They looked at their diets, followed up with them 7 years, 20 years, and 25 years later. And if you ate, in the study, of the 340 that ate about half an ounce, or maybe about 19 grams a day on average, or 7 walnut kernels, they ended up having lower blood pressure. That could put them at lower risk for heart disease. They said the majority of them ended up being white and female. And at year 20, when they were invited back, they did find that the blood pressure averaged about 117 over 73. Oh, those were the ones that didn't. Those who did were at about 116 over 71, and that 1 point could be significant, especially since 120 over 80 means you're already, you know, at the border of high blood pressure. Those who did not eat nuts had a higher BMI also and more prone to be overweight. So nuts, good. Huh. What about green tea? Scientists at UCLA believe there's a molecule in green tea that could break up the protein tangles in the brain thought to cause Alzheimer's. The green tea molecule EGCG is known to break up tau fibers, long multi-layered filaments that form these fibrillary triangles that interfere with neuronal communication and can cause them to die. So in a paper published in Nature Communications, UCLA biochemists describe how this EGCG in green tea snaps tau fibers layer by layer. It also shows how they discovered other molecules likely to work the same way that would make better potential candidates for drugs than EGCG. If they're able to figure out how to make a drug like that, then that could be used to fight Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other diseases. They say thousands of J-shaped layers of tau molecules bound together make up the type of triangle or tangle or fibril that amyloid does. It was first discovered a century ago by Alois Alzheimer. That's why it's called Alzheimer's. These fibers grow, spread throughout the brain, killing neurons and reducing brain atrophy. Scientists think removing or destroying these tau fibers could halt the progression of dementia. You gotta break them up before they set and cause redirection of communications. So it'll be interesting. Not exactly sure how much green tea. I think some studies say you need to have three. You need to drink 3 to 5 cups a day. There's been another study in the last few weeks that have found that if you drink 3 to 5 cups a day, you have a 9 to 13% lower risk of mortality. Black tea, also a study, has found that if you drink black tea, you could experience less of a stroke or dementia. And I wonder if it's, you know, not only what's in tea, but the fact that you're not drinking soda pop, that you're not drinking sugary, milky lattes. But black tea has also been linked to lower death, reducing eye retinopathy, preserving kidney function. Coffee. Coffee it has also been linked to that as well. So, you know, and then blueberries. So blueberries have always been considered a superfood. Another research study has found that our cognitive issues improve eating blueberries, especially daily for 6 months. This was a study published in Nutritional Neuroscience. Study authors came from University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill's Nutrition Research Institute. And they hypothesized that people who consume the flavonoid-rich, freeze-dried, wild blueberry powder would show improvements in cognitive performance compared to those who consumed the placebo powder across 6 months in the study. The study was very relevant in our aging society where cognitive decline and dementia become a health issue. So, you know, this study looked at 86 older adults who were over the age of 65, and they had them for 6 months take this powder that was a, I don't know if it was a concentrated powder. I think it was just the basic powder. And the wild blueberries have a phytochemical profile that does have antioxidants. They could fight against environmental stress, fungi, bacteria, viruses. And wild blueberries are grown in Maine and can be found in the grocery freezer section. So, tea, green or black tea, blueberries and walnuts. That's your lunch for today. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Daniel, our producer. Joanna writes, I have a bill with my doctor and have been procrastinating since I can't afford it, but now have horrible pelvic pain and periods and need to see her. What do I do if they require I pay first? All right, so a lot of us have bills. I get it. My medical bills are paid off because I totally understand how medical offices work. And I want to make sure that if I need to get seen, nothing prevents that. But I understand that because my family has signaled that they triage and prioritize their bills. I understand many people's medical bills got put to the wayside. And no fault. I'm very objective about it. I'm on my listener side. True, I'm a doctor, and I support the medical community in their collection efforts because they do need to, you know, survive and pay their staff and buy the vaccines and do everything they have to do and, you know, for them to take care of you all. But I'm on your side. as you guys are my listeners. So I no judgment here. I get it. And the reason why people choose to pay their medical bills last is because it won't shut off the power. It won't shut off your phone service. It won't shut off the water. So you could still live and get through day to day, but you have to put your money where, you know, your current living issues need. The problem is if you don't pay your bills, that doctor won't see you. And understandably so. You know, most of you that don't pay your bills don't necessarily fault the medical provider. You see that the insurance is saying, we're not paying. You have a deductible. You're seeing what the provider charges. A lot of providers will give cash discounts, things like that. So, you know, when people are really, really trying, I think there is a way where there could be a meeting of the minds. Now, you need to, though, understand where doctors are coming from. And I'll be really honest with you. I had people that would just outright defraud us. You know, claim they were going to pay, claim they, you know, they didn't have the money, they'll wait till their next paycheck, whatever. And we got screwed over, over and over and over again. And some of these same individuals I would see getting their nails done. Or I would see at the grocery store buying $40 bottles of wine. I'm like, really? You couldn't pay your $25 copay? Really? But they think, oh, doctors are rich, so they're fine. Well, you're not. When you own a very small practice and you're trying to support your staff, you're not rich. You know, and you have young ones at home, and you know, it's sad that you know people would assume that you know any sort of provider you know doesn't necessarily need to get paid. But as a physician, when I had a patient that said, look, can I put $5 down towards the bowel? And trust me, I wanted to say, you know, don't worry about it. We'll write it off. The problem is if you write it off for one, you got to write it off for everybody. That's why most doctors do. One of you would ask, why doesn't the doctor just write it off? It's only $20. Well, because if they do it for you and they don't do it for somebody else, and that somebody else is of a different gender, is of a different faith, is of a different race, there could be a discrimination lawsuit. Yeah, you have to treat everybody the same. So just because you're nice, doesn't mean they'd be like, oh, you know what, I'm going to write it off. So with me, if you wanted to come back for a blood pressure check for free, everybody could come in for a blood pressure check for free. See the nurse, get the blood pressure check, get it written down. Nurse would give it to me, and then you would get a call back if you needed to come in or if you're doing okay. But that was for everybody. We didn't pick and choose who got to do it for free. If you were higher risk, no, you need to come in and see the provider. So, but when I have patients who were trying, saying, look, I didn't need their financials. I don't needed to go anywhere, go that deep. But when they would say, look, can I work out a payment plan? I want to pay my bill. I don't want to owe you. I don't want to, you know, deadbeat you or take advantage of you. You know, you provided the services. You still haven't gotten paid for that time you spent. Those individuals will usually not get discharged from the medical office. So if you, Joanna, if you're listening, are having issues, well, one, if you're really having horrible pelvic pain, get yourself to an urgent care ER. But if you feel like, look, I'm going to need that doctor, I'm going to eventually need a hysterectomy, or I'm going to need, you know, care, then my recommendation would be reach out to their billing office and start making arrangements, even if it's putting $5. They just need to know that you have intent. Now, mind you, I did have some patients that faked it, you know, that they had, you know, high deductibles, and so they would give, you know, $2 or $5, and then, again, they, you know, kept coming in, and at some point we were like, look, we just keep seeing you for free. It's not fair to all the other individuals that, you know, are paying their bills. So, but if you're showing you're trying, most medical offices will work with you. And many medical offices will provide cash discounts. Where it is tricky, though, and some of you have reached out saying this is ridiculous, and I agree with you, is if you have insurance, it'll cost more than if you negotiated a cash discount. And your doctor sometimes can't negotiate if you had insurance. And the reason why is if you, let's say, have a $10,000 deductible, and the patient saw and the doctor saw you for a $200 visit, and you owe $50, let's say. All right. Maybe I should come up with something like a procedure. So let's say you owe $1,000 because your insurance says, look, you have not met your $10,000 deductible. After writing off the majority of it, you owe $1,000. So you owe that $1,000. If the doctor writes it off, that could be insurance fraud. If you, however, didn't have insurance and the procedure was $2,000 and she decides to give you a 50% discount, and you pay the $1,000, as long as she's giving that 50% discount to everybody, she can do that. But if an insurance company has a deductible, you have a contract that you need to pay that amount towards your deductible. You don't pay the insurance company, you end up paying the doctor. But if the doctor writes that off, now they're in violation of their insurance company, and you're in violation of that contract because it's going towards your deductible. So you can't have it both ways. You can't have the cash discount, and you can't have your deductible get used up. Deductibles suck. I think deductibles are one of the biggest scams where, you know, we're not going to kick in. You pay us every month, but we're not going to kick in till you have come out of pocket $10,000. And a lot of you think, well, that's great. You know, the doctor with one surgery charges $10,000. No. After all the write-offs, if you owe $1,000, it's only $1,000. It's not the gross payment prior. These insurance companies are smart. I've never reached my deductible. It's just too high. So at some point I'm like, I mean, the only reason why I have the insurance is, God forbid, there's something serious. You know, like when I had my hysterectomy, it was great to have it, but, you know, it would be cheaper to just pay the few hundred dollars each time I have to go. But I'm getting older and I need to be smart about having insurance. So a lot of you guys have medical bills. As we're looking at layoffs, as we're looking at the recession, I know it's rough. This is not going to be easy. And I've even had family members tell me the doctor bills are the last ones they pay because doctors are more inclined to write stuff off and, you know, except it's not your power bill. And we physicians know that. We physicians are very, very nice. We're empathetic. But things are changing where your doctor isn't now the sole owner of the practice. Your doctor is an employee of a big conglomerate or a corporation. And that corporation's biller is out of state. They don't know who you are, or they don't care who you are. You're going to collections, or your account's getting chopped. And the reason why people have accused doctors of being bad business people is because doctors love their patients. They're empathetic. They're like, look, you know, I don't need the money. You know, I got my staff covered. We're paying our staff. We're fine this week. Don't worry about it. But doctors had to eventually, because of Obamacare, start working for major companies. So these major corporations are like, you need to pay. And that's why I'm starting to hear from patients that are calling telemedicine going, I don't have to pay a copay with telemedicine, but I have to pay a copay now when I go see my doctor. I'm like, didn't you always have to pay a copay? That was always the rule. Yeah, but my doctor never made me. Well, now the corporation behind the doctor is. And the doctors are loving it because they're like, I don't have to sit there and haggle. I don't want to, you know, I just want to get paid for my work. I'm tired of working for free. I get to go home at night. I don't have to be on the phone, you know, with patients all the time. There's somebody else now that manages that. So that's where medicine is gone. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates rose for the fifth consecutive week. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 6.29%, according to a survey of lenders released by Freddie Mac. It was the second week in a row that rates topped 6%. The last time rates were this high was October 2008, when the United States was in a deep recession. NASA is giving the thumbs up on a planned launch.
NASA's Artemis 1 rocket passed a critical fueling test Wednesday, potentially keeping it on track for a planned September 27th liftoff to lunar orbit in the unmanned mission.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Two Americans and five Brits who were captured by Russian forces in Ukraine have been freed in a prisoner swap. The prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine was brokered by Saudi Arabia. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am very, very excited that things have kind of quieted down on the COVID front. And because people had access to home tests, they might have been able to diagnose themselves faster, even though a lot of these home tests kind of had some false negatives. But we had less lines at the pharmacies, so pharmacists could go back to doing what they need to do in terms of helping people in their prescriptions. We had less chaos, and people started to kind of learn to live with COVID. But one negative thing came out of that. Because we aren't centralizing testing and sharing data, because you guys are dumping your COVID tests at home down the toilet, which you shouldn't be. You should be throwing them in garbage and actually, they should be going to a biohazard, but nobody really walked everybody through that. So it should be a biohazard bag that it goes into, and then it gets picked up by a biohazard company, but no one's doing that. But because none of that data is getting centralized, shared, studied, the World Health Organization is saying, look, we're going to have trouble identifying new COVID variants because of the testing and surveillance rolling back. Maria Van Kerkhove, according to MSN, is the World Health Organization COVID-19 technical lead. She said the virus is spreading rapidly and continues to evolve. Even though the deaths have declined, this is a very highly contagious virus. So when everybody says, oh, the virus is going away, we're moving on, no, it's just the news isn't covering it a lot. And the news isn't covering it because we're doing a lot of this at home. I told you guys that when I asked a person, well, they call in wanting antibiotics, and I go, you know, why have you gotten tested for COVID? Oh, yeah, I tested at home and I'm negative. They can't prove it. A lot of them lying. And I'm like, well, your symptoms sound identical to COVID. We're not supposed to give an antibiotic. Do you have any family members who are vulnerable? Yeah. Okay. Did they test? Did anybody get a PCR test? No, I think we'll go in and test. So people lie about getting tested. You know, they don't want to miss the party. They don't want to miss the wedding. They don't want to miss the event. And in those countries that are testing, we are getting, you know, like worldwide, we're hearing there's about 304,000 new cases. That to me is a little shocking because if the average person isn't, you know, forthcoming and a lot of the testing isn't centralized yet, that's probably a lot more. In fact, in America, on the Worldometers meter for coronavirus cases, it never really shows the number of new cases on there. And it's because I don't think we have an accurate number. France had about 38,000 new cases, 30 deaths recently. South Korea, another 33,000 cases, 60 deaths. Italy, 22,000 cases, 60 deaths in the last 24 hours. Japan, 61,000 cases, 120 deaths. Russia, 53,000 cases, 106 deaths. And I'm really surprised that there's data in Russia that's accurate with everything going on with under Putin. Taiwan, 42,000 new cases in the last 24 hours, 60 deaths. Austria, 7,900 cases. Chile, 4,000. Chechnya, 3,000. Philippines, 2,700. Hong Kong, 5,900. So there are still new cases. There are still new deaths. So that's why I kind of disagreed with Biden on his wording that the pandemic is over. It is a pandemic. It's all over. The COVID is in multiple countries, still affecting people, still killing people, but we might not be in the state of emergency. And if we're not in the state of emergency, roll back all those mandates, hire people back in the hospitals and the military, quit spending in the name of COVID, quit screwing around with our border, you know, let's get back to work. Get people back to work. If a lot of your government workers are like, no, I'm going to work from home, if Biden says the pandemic's over, then everybody's back to work. But the World Health Organization said they are struggling to identify and track new variants. Because when individuals test positive, that data, you know, can be tested by the CDC and they could look at variants and say, okay, how many of these positive cases were Alpha, Delta, Omicron, 1, BA1, BA2, BA2.121, BA2.122, BA4, BA5, they could then identify that. Well, if nobody's testing, nobody knows. So she says our ability to track variants and subvariants around the world is diminishing because surveillance is declining. That limits our ability to assess the known variants and subvariants, but also our ability to track and identify new ones. So there is an answer. What they would have to do is those individuals that come into a hospital or medical center, test those. The milder, again, though, those are only going to get the more severe cases. And that's really what the world is worried about. I am intrigued by the milder cases, but most milder cases, you're not going to get those people to come in, and you're not going to get those that test data if they're testing at home. But they could still get the data from hospitalized individuals. In fact, early on in the pandemic, they were being swabbed for both COVID and flu. So we did get more flu data. But if they don't test, we don't get the data. Now, the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Thursday warned that there's ever-present risk of more dangerous variants emerging. The virus is continuing to spread and change. Tedros said the pandemic is not over, contradicting what President Biden said, but the end is in sight. He says we have spent 2.5 years in a long, dark tunnel, and we're just beginning to glimpse the light at the end of that tunnel. But it's a long way off, and the tunnel's still dark with many obstacles that could trip us up if we don't take care. So how many lineages or variants are they looking at? Well, they say the World Health Organization is tracking 200 Omicron sublineages, just Omicron alone. Global Health Body is looking at BA2.75, a BF7, and a BA4.6. We talked about BA4.6 about a month ago when they were saying some of the U.S. cases might be that. And I know you guys were so sick of COVID that you were just groaning when I brought up that there could be any other new variants. Those variants have started to gain a foothold in countries such as the U.S., where Omicron BA5 has been dominant for months. Health authorities still cannot accurately predict how long big COVID surges will be from season to season. Some health experts believe the virus will eventually behave similar to the flu. We hope so, but I got to tell you guys something. This was weird. This BA5 Omicron that gave people COVID multiple times this spring and summer, this is weird. It has almost felt like we have been in one COVID wave from January to now. I mean, I'm exhausted. I've been working every day, and I've been seeing COVID patients every day. When is it supposed to let up? Well, it is slowing down, but we're still having people test positive. Had another three people yesterday going, yeah, but tested positive for COVID. COVID's still out there. COVID is still, you know, some of you will say, well, who cares? But my problem is when you do get COVID, even the milder, it kicks your butt. This Omicron kicked my butt, and it didn't go away in 2-3 days like the average cold. Weeks. And so, you know, if we do have a COVID wave, the other COVID waves, they hit us hard for a month or two and then they left. This has been going on. If you guys remember, a bunch of us got Omicron Christmas, New Year's. Then we were still coughing at the end of January. February, some of us had a resurgence. Started to quiet down. March and April, maybe some BA2.121, BA2.122 cases. And then May started the Omicron 4 and the Omicron 5. BA4 and BA5. By June, a bunch of people got it again. Went through July. And then August, another resurgence. So if we're going to be getting COVID every 2 months, you know, I think we need to do a much better job of either vaccinating, figuring this out, or can we also find out where this came from? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams.
but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'll admit I gasped when I heard that a politician said that there was no such thing as a 6-week fetal heartbeat and that the heartbeat was manufactured by men. I mean, and as a physician, you know, we've had to be very, very honest about, you know, life and the medical aspects of embryology. And there is no manufacturing of a heartbeat. I get that some people are trying to say that the sound has to be augmented by a stethoscope for somebody to hear it, but the tubes, the actual organ, there's two heart tubes that fuse. That, you know, divided by the septum. And that's how you have your left atrium, left ventricle, right atrium, right ventricle eventually. And by 5 weeks, blood is flowing through the tubes and cardiac activity begins. By 6 weeks, it's beating. You can even actually see the heartbeat at 4 weeks after conception. But the heart in the embryo has to move quickly. This isn't a pro-life, pro-choice sort of discussion. This is a just some basic embryology. The heart has to start beating to, one, grow, and two, even though the baby is getting oxygenated blood from the mother through the placenta, it still has to move throughout the baby. So the heart has to be up and running quickly. Even if it's not doing most of the oxygenation and it's getting it from mom, the blood has to still go through and be distributed. And the pump of the heart does that. So a baby does have a beating heart. Stacey Abrams was the politician, Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate, who said yesterday that there was, quote, no such thing as a fetal heartbeat. And this was at an event at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center in Atlanta. She claims that the sound is manufactured by men seeking to, quote, take control of women. She said there's no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. Now, she's running against incumbent Governor Brian Kemp. She says it is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have a right to take control of a woman's body. Now, what's so confusing is she used to be pro-life, from what I understand. And she is now speaking against the overturn of Roe v. Wade. And she's speaking out against the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Life Act, or the heartbeat bill, that bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, sometimes as early as 6 weeks. The Georgia's law does include exceptions for rape, incest, as long as a police report is filed, and also allows for later abortions when the mother's life is at risk or a serious medical condition renders a fetus unviable. The law passed in 2009, but a federal judge ruled it unconstitutional and blocked it. An appeals court overturned it, and now that Roe v. Wade has been, guys, it's up to the states, not up to us, the law is going to take effect July 20th. Now, MSN reported this, and I think Fox News had reached out to Abrams' office for clarification, but Abrams was pro-life until the age of 30. Then when she ran for office, she turned pro-choice, which I really think you could be both pro-life and pro-choice in a way. And I really caution, you know, for those of you that are campaigning for more abortion freedoms, you don't necessarily have to go against basic embryology. And I understand that that makes the conversation very, very difficult. Right? I understand, and I've spoken to a lot of people who are, look, I'm pro-choice, but I still think it's killing a fetus. People have a whole variety of stands. There's a spectrum of where people stand. People are like, look, it's not alive till it comes out of the vagina. And others are like, look, I understand it's a life. I just don't want the government making a decision. So you have people of all, and then of course there's a bunch of us that are like, look, I just don't want my taxpaying dollars going to this. Okay, you want an abortion, you pay for it yourself. Right? Or you qualify for, some charitable organizations, but don't make your average neighbor pay for it if it's against their religion. So there's a lot of different spectrums of things, but people have approached me, say, doctor, you need to tell people that the fetus is not alive. Well, maternal fetal medicine is practiced by thousands of doctors. Some of them are pro-choice, some of them are pro-life. But we have to take care of the fetus. We put a woman on prenatal vitamins for the fetus. We have you avoid certain medications because of the fetus. Yeah, the fetus is a living organism. And to think that somebody is saying that the heartbeat isn't real and it's manufactured by men. There's a lot of women out there that also feel that, you know, the fetus is a life. In fact, there's women out there saying, why aren't we protecting the lives of women? Women fetuses. You want to be pro-choice for a woman, let that woman fetus make it, as opposed to being aborted like in other countries because it's not a male baby. So you can actually become very, very hypocritical depending on where you stand on this and your thinking. But as a doctor, basic embryology, there are heart tubes, they fuse, and they need to start pumping the blood. You may not hear it with a naked ear outside the womb, an amniotic sac, but you can, with ultrasound, with a stethoscope, be able to visualize and put a sound to it. And that sound is what is conveyed through a stethoscope. Just like your heart. Your heart sound, we hear with the stethoscope. We're not manufacturing it when we listen to your heart. We're not manufacturing the murmur. But we are using the tools we have to listen to your heart. So I think for us to move forward with this, we need to have some very honest conversations and not, you know, cancel people if they have an opinion that does actually speak to some regular science. There are people out there that are pro-choice, and you know, I mean, in America, we support, you know, everyone's views, freedom of speech. But you can say that it is life. And you can say, look, you know, here's the thing. You know, some people, you know, and I'm not speaking for everybody, but, you know, some people may say, look, you know, I don't want the government telling us what we can or cannot do. I don't want my neighbor being forced to pay for it. I don't want anybody being involved. I just want it to be between me and my doctor, because it's a big decision to end the growth, if you don't want to say life, but the growth of the living organism inside me. And that's going to be a decision that's very private, and that's going to be a decision that I want to be able to make with my doctor. But we're trying to change the narrative, saying, well, it's not a living thing. So, I mean, any premature baby that's out there and are going to say, look, I was alive, and thank you for, I mean, you know, we have to be really, really careful with what we're saying, because if we're saying a baby is not alive until it comes out of the vagina naturally, then does that mean preterm babies we don't take care of? Does that mean if somebody goes through preterm, we're like, sorry, it's not alive. You miscarried it. We need to really, really be careful with our definitions. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.